Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You bet I'll be watching. USA, USA. Allow me to get on a soapbox for just one moment and say how much I love women's soccer. Those of you who know me know that I coached for almost 20 years across three daughters and generations of young women here in Central PA. But man, when it's World Cup time, I am all about the USA women. And yesterday, I felt like Jack Buck. I cannot believe what I just saw. The U.S. women were on fire, 3-0 at half. And then they just came out in the second half and scored, what, 4 straight goals? It was like 7-0. And then they started just substituting. And the substitutes started scoring goals. They were that good. All right, it's not that Thailand was that bad, although their defense looked a little flat and they tried a couple of tricky things, like let's double team Alex Morgan. And as soon as they did, Megan Rampone would be, wide open on the outside and she'd score. But anyway, I'm not going to get into coaching, but feel the emotion of yesterday's first game for the U.S. women.
Rapinoe with a goal! 9-0 U.S. Into the middle, it comes. Quick shot taken. She's got 4. Alex Morgan. Morgan nods it forward to Pugh. Open net. There's the 11. Morgan. Shot. Goal.
And this is just ridiculous.
Final whistle. What a night. USA fans are celebrating this one. You don't see 13-0 results at a World Cup, but you saw it tonight.
Yeah, you did. 13-0. USA, they get a couple of days off. I am following that very closely, and I'm very excited about it. Hey, another thing I'm excited about is Selins Grove, right here in Central PA, Selins Grove High School Baseball. Like, a lot of people have, not been paying attention, unless, of course, you live in Selins Grove. Well, you should be, because the Selins Grove Seals have made it to the state championship game, which is Friday afternoon. I mean, I don't know why it's been so quiet. I mean, we all go crazy for football. And there's wrestling and basketball. Man, a lot of good baseball happens right here in Central PA. The Quad A baseball championship game is happening Friday afternoon, and you could hear it on our sister station, Eagle 107. So if you have to go to work, unfortunately, you can't make it to the game at Penn State. Our very own Kevin Hurd will have the action. That's pretty cool. From some great sponsors, people right here in Central PA that will be sponsoring the local Selins Grove High School baseball team. So if you are one of those businesses, give us a call, 286-5838 during regular business hours, and jump on board and support a local high school baseball team, Selins Grove, who is playing in the state championship. They will be playing the Beaver Bobcats. There you go. I'm excited about that, and you could hear it on Eagle 107. So follow the USA and women's soccer and follow the Selins Grove Seals locally on the way to a state championship. Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV. What's new at Walmart?
Walmart just announced that their employees are getting new vests. Oh. Yep, here's what happened. Walmart asked employees, what does everyone want? And they all said, a livable wage. And they, okay, vest it is. New vest it is.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom is here. Laura is in Bermuda, or at least she should be shortly. We'll be checking in with her later on this morning from the ship on the 94KX cruise. She just sent us a text moments ago that said land ho and sent us a photo.
Yay.
Did you see any land in that photo? Maybe it's...
Very, very faintly.
Faint. But did anybody ever yell from the crow's nest, faintly land ho?
Probably not, no. Paul Revere probably didn't do the same thing either, one by land and two by sea.
Nothing like that, no. So anyway, we will check with Laura later on this morning and see what's going on aboard the 94KX cruise. We already talked about Seals baseball Friday. We're excited about that. The game is on our sister station, Eagle 107 at 1:30.
Yeah, congrats to the Seals. That's a heck of an accomplishment. And I heard the end of the game was insane. Yeah. I heard that Hamburg had the bases loaded with two outs, and the kid for Hamburg hit a deep fly ball and was like 5 feet away from a game-winning grand, from a walk-off grand slam.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I. That was what the rumor was yesterday.
Now, what can we expect on Friday when the Seals take on the Beaver Bobcats at 1:30? We'll have it on the air here. Very exciting. And, of course, we gave you highlights just moments ago of the U.S. women's soccer team. You can't say enough about that. 13 to nothing.
That was
AYSO score.
I know. That was, like, the greatest soccer game I've ever watched. Seriously. Like, I'm in my America shirt just because I'm so proud.
Yep, you were in
your
USA
shirt.
I'm
wearing the red, white, and blue with full pride today. That was fun yesterday.
Yes, it was. So we have so much going on. We have so much going on from Bermuda to State College to France. We got it all.
Yeah,
we got it all right here. News is next. We'll cover it all. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. Stumbled across this article today, and I just had to bounce it off you, news guy, Matt. One out of three adults still sleeps with their, quote, comfort object, whether it be a teddy bear, a blankie, or a very special pillow. One in three adults.
You know what? I'm one of those.
Okay, do tell. Come on.
I have an Eagles pillow.
Are you kidding me?
I do.
You have a Philadelphia Eagles pillow that sits on your bed since you were a kid.
Yes.
Man, your wife is a tolerant person. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
And I sleep on it every night. I sleep on three pillows. So I already drive her crazy because I sleep on three pillows, and she only uses one or two tops.
Okay.
And so I put the two big pillows.
All right.
And then I put this Eagles pillow that's smaller on top.
Okay.
And I just think it's magic because if I don't use it, I don't sleep that well.
Okay.
But if I do use it, I sleep well.
That's exactly what the adults who do it say. That's why they do it. It's not so much because it was a childhood object. It's just because they sleep better with it, which probably is because it was a childhood object. Hello? Anyway, I do not. But one out of three. We'll have to ask SportsCenter when he comes in to do the sports.
I wonder if he has like an Eagles or a Phillies pillow or something.
Something like that. Yeah. And intern Jordan will be in and we'll share this across social media. One out of three of us still sleep with a childhood object. What is it? News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning at 6:47. What an exciting morning we have. Remember, your chance to win with Knobles can happen at any moment. Listen to the people screaming on the roller coaster, and you could be on your way with free ride tickets. But even better, this is exciting. You qualify to win the ultimate Knobles prize pack, which is like four of everything in the world. Let's just put it that way. Details coming up on that in just a bit. Did we find out if Rob the Sports Center had a blankie when he was a little boy? No, we didn't find out yet. Rob's one of those guys that he's like Mark Lawrence. He's running all over the building, and he has a million things to do. So we'll get him. One out of every three adults still, one of every three adults still have their blankie or their special pillow, like Matt has a little childhood Philadelphia Eagles pillow, and he really feels that he can't get a good night's sleep if he doesn't have the pillow. Me, I got nothing. But I think I probably would, but I was 13 years old when the 1972 flood occurred and destroyed my house. So I don't have anything from my childhood. So, but you know, I'm not knocking people who do, because maybe I would still have my whoopee or whatever name we use. We'll put this across social media and see. All right, it happened where? In Florida? No, it didn't happen in Florida. It happened in Australia. A cab driver faking a heart attack so he can get out of a short fare. The woman was pretty upset because he pretty much, you know, said he didn't want to take her from the airport to, like, the hotel right across the street. So they got in this argument, and he faked a heart attack. And, you know, he was, like, saying he had chest pain and all that. And he had to go to the hospital. So he drove off without her. She filmed the whole thing, and it's a viral video right now. But is this right? I mean, it's his cab, right? He can do what he wants. But really? Faking a heart attack? So anyway, we have exclusive audio on what this sounded like, and it's kind of funny. Listen carefully.
Like this before. Oh, this is the worst one I ever had. Oh, it's the worst one. This is a big one. I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
That's not it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Gotta get me the hands on some new John Mayer. I wonder if that's a new collection coming out. I guess I just feel like I was on a ship in Bermuda.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Do too.
I mean, somebody had to stay here and push the buttons, and somebody got to go on the 94KX cruise. Laura is there. We'll check in with Laura next hour, but she is going Facebook Live momentarily, so because they have docked, or at least they're docking in Bermuda as we speak, and so she wants to go Facebook Live so she could show us all what it looks like if you've never been on a cruise. You've been on a cruise before.
I have, yes. I took one several years ago to St. Thomas and Grand Turk and Puerto Rico. So
three stops, huh?
It was a three-stop cruise on the Carnival cruise ship.
Wow.
Out of that same port where our KX crew went out of in New York. So, that was a very fun time.
I've never been on a cruise. I've flown to the Bahamas and stuff like that. I like to fly and party for 10 days and come back. But someone told me, and Laura will tell us shortly, that the trip there sometimes, the party going there.
I'm about to say, yeah, the party's nonstop on the cruise.
Mm-hmm,
and then you party more once you actually get to the island, and then you party some more on the way back.
Yeah, big 80s party last night aboard the ship.
Yeah, Laura, that must have been a good time.
She'll probably talk about that Facebook Live shortly. So go to the 94KX Facebook page and watch for Laura live from Bermuda. News is next here at home. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. She's a nightmare. She's Halsey at 717. Here's a nightmare. Clothing you don't have to wash. Why do we invent stuff like this? Clothing that doesn't have to be washed.
Come again?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like, I'm almost gagging just like thinking about it. But there's a new line of clothing, and the inventor of such is all over the internet promoting his goods.
Our clothes never smell, and they stay clean and fresh, even if you wear them every single day. In fact, I've been wearing this shirt here for 46 days in a row.
46 days!
Now, I know what you're thinking, but these clothes are just as clean and fresh as the first day I put them on.
It's not what I was thinking.
That's right. Over a month of putting these clothes through everything.
What?
I'm wearing them daily to the office, out to dinner, worn to bed, even the gym.
The gym?
How did we do this? Merino wool. Merino is an absolute game changer, and it excels over cotton and synthetics in every single way. It's antibacterial.
What?
Odor resistant. It's a natural body temperature regulator, keeping you warm when it's cold and staying light and breathable when it's hot. And it quickly pulls sweat away from your body.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Merino was a game changer, Dan Merino. Okay.
Exactly, yes.
This Merino fiber or whatever they're calling, what the heck is it?
You know what, I don't buy the sweat thing for a minute. This guy obviously just doesn't sweat at all.
Good
point.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I want to be maybe sometimes a little bit lazy, shall we say, when it comes to laundry, or I put it off maybe a little bit.
Okay,
but
you wouldn't go 46 days wearing his same shirt.
This is like borderline violation right here.
In turn, Jordan has that gross look on her face.
That's foul.
Okay. All right, thank you. I just wanted to check all demographics here.
Yeah.
All right, he's talking about the shirt. It's also available in socks.
Mm-mm, no way.
And get this, underwear.
All right. Actually, Laura would not like this at all because she's one that has to change
five times a day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get either, but
you know, sometimes I change once or twice a day, but sometimes, you know, but 46 days you could wear that clothing without washing it.
I'll pass.
Me too. A wake up call from M5, early stuff and late night TV. Colbert has also got something to say about your local Walmart.
Walmart is launching a service that will have employees bring groceries directly into your home. It's perfect for anyone who felt the one thing lacking from their Walmart experience was home invasion.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's out at sea. We'll check in with her before 8 o'clock. See how it is in Bermuda. I'm here, though. News guy Matt's here, and intern Jordan's here. We're all hanging out. Celeb birthdays today. Let's see if we could do some music. Blues guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd is 42 today. Boy, that guy's good. Man, if I could play a guitar like that, I wouldn't be standing here with you guys.
That's true.
I'd be in some club down in New Orleans or something. Anyway, Meredith Brooks is 61. She had one.
Wow.
She had one hit in the 90s, that B word. I'm a.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Oh, okay.
There you go. And on the older file, Bunny Carlos is 69 today. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the original chubby, glasses wearing, goateed drummer for Cheap Trick. I thought he still was the drummer for Cheap Trick. I guess not.
I guess not, no.
What a great name, though. Bun, and then the letter E, Carlos. Bunny
that,
Carlos.
That is a great rock and roll name right there.
Hey, man, I'm a drummer. I got a goatee. My name's Bunny. I want you to want me. Anyway, let's take a look at Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to my friend and Wise Markets friend, Jamie Hynoski. Lordy, lordy, she's 40 today.
Happy go, birthday. Jamie. Amanda Boyer from Danville is 47 today. Happy birthday.
Melissa Miller from Danville is 46.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Tyler from Northumberland is 44 today.
Ashley Smith from Trevorton is the big 3-0 today. Happy birthday.
Michael Mariano is 50. Happy birthday.
Wonder if he invented that clothing we were just talking about.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
But you don't have to wash every 40 days. Anyway, Jessica Nichols from Sunbury, 37.
Barbara Christmer from Milton is 56. Happy birthday.
Michelle Kerstetter from Port Trevorton is PA. Is 54.
She's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Jessica Regal from Herndon is 36. Happy birthday.
Chelsea Webb from Sealands Grove is 28. Happy birthday.
Toby Krause from Freeburg is 44.
And Lenny Carl from Trevorton is 36 today.
And I've got David Mullen from Lewisburg, 45 today. Happy birthday.
All right, nobody. And one more? Why do I always cut your last one off?
Tony Lynn Coily from Sealands Grove is 56.
Tony Lynn. That's a cool name. All one word?
Tony Lynn.
Happy birthday, Tony Lynn. Nothing on the text club.
Yep, and nothing on the book of faces.
And nothing on the Ford Fun Line, at least for now. But that's the way you can get to us. Ford Fun Line, always open, 1-800-326-94KX. Join the text club or hit us up on social media. That way you could be a special person on your birthday. Or as we call it, Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
On 94KX. Her body lies over the ocean. Her body lies over the sea. Her body is over in Bermuda. Oh, bring back our Laura to me.
That was nice.
I like that. Well done.
Laura's live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Day number 3. We just arrived at Bermuda.
Ooh,
we're at the Royal Naval Dockyard, which is sort of on the northern end of the island, which, fun fact, literally just learned that the island of Bermuda is actually an archipelago, which means it's a series of smaller islands connected by bridges or land bridges.
Oh, okay.
Science. It's crazy. I know.
Of course.
You guys are probably rolling your eyes at me.
Well, I know.
We're going to disembark today, and we'll have 3 full days on the island today, tomorrow, and Friday to explore. And then I still haven't quite decided if I'm going to go into the Bermuda Triangle yet or not. But
we'll see
what happens. We're definitely going snorkeling because some of the best coral reefs that are closest to land in the world are here in Bermuda. So
it's really cool.
I'll go Facebook Live and just a little bit so you guys can see where we're docking. It's absolutely gorgeous. The weather is perfect. And again, trip of a lifetime. We're having so much fun on the 94KX cruise. A big thank you to Liberty Travel, of course. My girl Trudy hooking us up. And I mean, I can't complain. If this is work, I don't want to come back on Monday. I'm just going to say that I'm going to broadcast from the boat.
What?
Probably for the rest of the summer.
I was waiting for this.
What are we, chopped liver?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll check in a little bit later. Make sure you check out the 94KX Facebook page for when I go Facebook Live coming into the harbor. And hope you guys are having a great week back at home. It's Wednesday at the wash, so hopefully it's sunny back in Central PA for you guys to get your cars washed. All right. Talk to you later. See you, Tom. Bye.
See ya.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Ed Sheeran has teamed up with Justin Bieber, and the song's called I Don't Care, and it just has you slapping your steering wheel and singing along. Wonder how that challenge is going with Biebs and Tom Cruise to see if they're going to meet in the octagon.
I'm just losing brain cells by the minute.
I know. Every time I mention this, you just stand there and you shake your head.
Yes.
All right, here's what I need you to do. Get on your smart device right now and Google celebrities that are 31 years older than you. Because here's the deal. This has caused, like, it's gone viral and it's pretty hilarious. Average people are Googling superstars that are 31 years older than them, and then they are posting that they want to challenge him in the octagon. And it's all a joke. Tom Cruise, by the way, is 31 years older than Justin Bieber. That's why this started. One woman has posted that she is psyched to finally have the chance to kick 72-year-old Sally Field's ass. Now, that's funny.
This has gone out of control.
Another guy says, 66-year-old Jeff Goldblum, come catch my hands. This is good stuff. I mean, so, and there's another guy that was going to challenge Liam Neeson, but then he thought, no, hard pass. Because Liam Neeson, I'm convinced he could kick anybody's butt.
Yeah.
I don't care how old he is.
Another one would be Robert Irvine.
Okay, yeah, don't mess. No. So, what celebrities have you come up with there, Jordan, that are 31 years older than you?
My number one pick is Adam Sandler. I don't think he's funny, so I would fight him.
Oh!
Are you kidding me?
I know. I get shunned for that from a lot of people, but I don't think he's funny.
He's coming to the area soon. He's going to be in concert, I think, in Hershey.
Well, there we go.
I think we could set it up.
Oh, there
we
go.
Enter Jordan. Enter Jordan.
My money's on Jordan.
And in this corner.
Hello, Adam Sandler.
That would be so great.
I actually would pay money to see this.
All right. So yeah. Adam Sandler is 31 years older than you.
Yeah.
So there you go, friends. Google celebrities that are 31 years older than you and find your challenge.
Can I just beat up Justin Bieber, who started this whole thing?
You're not a big fan of the Biebs, are you?
No.
All right. News is next. Thank you, Joe. 56 now in our backyard. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. We're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive at 55 down 45. There you go.
There you go.
Always drive the speed limit, friends. Coming from a guy who never does.
Unless you're driving on Route 55 down the shore.
Oh, okay, then, yeah, get there as fast as you can because you're on vacation. All right, this whole celebrity thing has gone crazy. News guy Matt, you got to get in the octagon with a celebrity 31 years older than you.
So I'm flying by the rules now. MC Hammer, let's go.
MC Hammer is 31 years older than you?
He is. He's 57.
You go get him, buddy.
WQKX.
I'm looking at my list right here. I got Betty White. Yeah.
Sorry, my money's on Betty.
What?
My money's on Betty.
Thanks. Okay, maybe I gotta go guy. Okay? Kirk Douglas.
All right. I can maybe see that.
Me versus Kirk Douglas. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. I know what you're thinking. Friday, I'm stuck at work. I can't get out of work. I'm going to miss the Sealands Grove Seals baseball game. State championship game in State College. Hey, we got it for you. We put together a broadcast team. Well, you know them, Kevin Herr, Ray Moyer. They're great baseball guys. And you could hear the PIAA Class Quad A championships. State championship game Friday afternoon 1:30 on Eagle 107, our sister station. I'm excited about that. We're putting together some sponsors to cover the expenses, and hey, if you're in the area, you own a business in the area and you support high school sports, call 286-5838 and ask for the sales department, man. Jump on. I got a couple people I just called last night and bam, bam, there they go. We love local live sports activity, don't we?
Yes, that we do. This is going to be an exciting game. The Seals with the very exciting win came down to the final at bat against Hamburg yesterday. So we're excited to have this on the air, on our airwaves here on Eagle 107.
They're going against the Beaver Bobcats. I just like saying that. I have no idea where they're from.
They're out of District 7.
Which would be...
near Pittsburgh.
Okay. Because in this area, when you say Beaver, you think of like Beaver Springs, you think of Beaver Town.
Yeah.
You think of Beaver Stadium. So, you know, it could be anywhere. But, okay. Western part of the state, obviously, because Sealands Grove representing the eastern part of the state in the state championship. Here on Eagle. So if you have to go to work, you know, use the app, use the radio, use your earbuds. the boss won't be looking. It's all good.
Exactly. Especially if you go to work in Seals Grove.
Yes.
Because I guarantee everybody's going to be tuning in for that.
Yeah, a lot of people calling in sick that day.
I think so.
Heading out to the game. Hey, if you're at work right now and you're getting a little chunky in the middle, you have your job to blame. If you're driving to work, think about this right now. 90% of people say that they have gained 12 pounds or more simply because they're at work. What do you think? Snacks at the desk?
You sit all day.
Sitting all day was the second thing. Going out to lunch, probably more than you would eat lunch at home. Being too tired at the end of the workday to exercise. And finally, office birthday cake. It happens all the time.
Or office food in general usually is.
I say beer fest and thirsty Thursday. That's what I'm saying.
See, there you go. Or both try a Tuesdays like yesterday.
Oh, yesterday's try a Tuesday. Ooh. Yummy.
Yes.
There you go. So it's work that's making us overweight. Sorry. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's out at sea. We checked with her. She did a Facebook Live earlier this morning. We checked with her just a little while ago, and she's having a good time on the 94KX
cruise. She is having
cruise.
A good time, isn't she?
All the people who bought into that cruise to party with 94KX, you're having a good time, aren't you? To our grand prize winner who won the cruise, she's probably having a real good time.
Oh, yeah. It's free.
Is free.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of us, we're just here at home. It's all good.
We're grinding it out, but hey, we're pumped about many different things.
About Central Pennsylvania. We're so pumped.
Yes, we are.
We are.
And we're pumped about the celebrity challenge. If you were with us a few minutes ago, it's gone viral. You're supposed to Google a famous person or famous people and pick one who is at least 31 years older than you, and you're supposed to challenge them in the octagon. This was all started by Biebs, and Tom Cruise probably just laughed it off. But if you're with us early this morning, intern Jordan has challenged Adam Sandler.
I am. Let's go, Adam.
Oh, that was probably the best part of the morning right there.
I hope when you take him down, he starts singing Lunch Lady or something. That would be so funny. Hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders. And Matt, you're struggling a little bit, but then finally you said you narrowed down MC Hammer.
Yes, but my main one is the Biebs himself, because I think this whole thing is dumb.
I think it's great. I think it's great publicity, and it's funny. Tom Cruise doesn't seem to mind. So find someone 31 years older than you, like the Biebs did, and challenge him in the octagon. News Guy Matt versus MC Hammer.
I'm ready to bring the hammer down.
Me, I'm a little torn, Kirk Douglas, but I should fight a guy in the octagon, but I still want to challenge Betty White. I think it would be fun. I think...
I would see that, but again...
I think Betty, she's a little feisty.
She is.
She's feisty indeed.
It could start a relationship. We could be dating. It would be weird. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with our last late night television sound.
And finally, you guys, listen to this. I read that Mike Tyson wants to build a marijuana resort with a music stage and a lazy river where you can smoke weed anywhere in the park. Or as that's also known, Six Flags.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. A Wednesday morning, sunshine and clouds mixing it up. Temperatures in the 70s. Great day to go get the car washed.
At the wash.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday at the wash with 94KX and Ultimate Express Car Wash. You're in on this, right? I mean, we've been doing it for years. All you have to do is text the word WASH. That simple. WASH. We've actually had people misspell it. It's kind of funny. Anyway,
did they spell it WASH like we say
it? We've had all kind of words. It's like, is that supposed to be WASH? But anyway, text the word WASH to this number, 49330, every Wednesday, and be entered to win a $20 gift card from Ultimate Express Car Wash right there on the strip in Sealands Grove out in Williamsport and along Route 11 in Danville, across from the Geisinger. Okay. Woodbine. Geisinger Woodbine. Okay, join the 94KX text club, and you receive a $2 coupon off that coupon code every Wednesday. You want more details? Visit my buddy Butch. Butch is a good guy. Or go to washmydirtycar.com. 94KX, action hero music there. Dua Lipa. Sean Carey, my favorite super action hero, coming up next.
Mine too.
He's a good guy. He's on his way next. And who knows, maybe a chance for you to win Bloomsburg Fair tickets. He'll talk more about the Sealands Grove Seals and the chance at a championship. I never In all my years of high school sports, I never even came close to a state championship. It's got to be the greatest feeling in the world.
Definitely, yeah. I have never been as an athlete, former high school athlete myself. Just a district title, and that was it.
I played football for a terrible high school football team. Never even came close. Ran track to perennial district champs, but qualified for states a few times and just never got on the podium.
I've experienced two district championship games. We lost both.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So there you go. Imagine how it feels to be a Selinsgrove High School baseball player heading out to State College Friday to take on the Beaver Bobcats for the state championship, PIAA Quad A, of course. And we'll have the game on Eagle 107. Sean will talk more about that, I'm sure. Coming up tomorrow right here on this show, we'll talk to Laura again, see if she went through the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, I'm curious about this one. And plus the snorkeling adventures. And
yep, she wants to snorkel. We'll check with her on that. A chance for you to win Bloomsburg Fair tickets here as well. And a special guest tomorrow will be celebrating a 130th anniversary of a business in Sunbury. We'll tell you more tomorrow right here. Have a good day.